This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's 7 after the hour. You've heard the theme, the familiar theme for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're going to be dealing with all the issues, the stories, the people that have been a focus of the function of this past week, February the 5th to the 9th. So we get started with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher, as you know, of Talkers Magazine. So he's here to fulfill his job, not his duty, but we're happy to have him here because he's the authority when it comes to the research that was done to come up with these stories and the people names from this week. So it's, as usual, been an interesting conversational week. I happened to, because I was driving a lot around the country listening to different talk radio programs, I'll have a few things to say during the course of the morning about some of the things I heard on some of these talk radio programs, Michael, that I found interesting anyway. But first, more interesting is the list itself, so help yourself.
Okay, here I go. And how am I coming in? Is my transmission loud and clear?
Yes, you're doing fine. It's 4x4.
All right, Planet Talkers is checking in here. At number 10, we have that Black Panther film, and we have the sale of the L.A. Times, all kinds of turmoil going on in Los Angeles Times land. At number 9, we have the aftermath of the Super Bowl, and we have NBA action. At number 8, we have the Winter Olympics. At number 7, we have Trump's request of a military parade. And that's tied with Trump's approval ratings seem to be rising somewhat. At number 6, we have the Rob Porter controversy. At number 5, the FBI texts issue. At number 4, the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 3, Pelosi's marathon speech and immigration policy. At number 2, Congress passes a new budget. And at number 1, the Dow correction, which is being called. It's been a shaky week for stock market investors indeed. On the people survey, we have at number 10, football figures Nick Foles, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. At number 9, Edwin Jackson. At number 8, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Devin Nunes and Adam Schiff at 7, Robert Mueller at 6. Number 5, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Number 4, Rob Porter and John Kelly. Number 3, Paul Ryan. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. Number 1, Donald Trump. It's been a crazy week. It's been like 5 weeks in 1 week. Every day has brought a new dimension and feeling to that which we call news and talk.
I'm out of breath listening to you through all of that stuff. Wow,
yeah.
Zowie. Nancy Pelosi wore a diaper this week, I'm told. Did you hear that?
You had that no.
8 hour. Okay, folks.
It's got to be difficult. It's got to be difficult to make a long speech and not have to relieve yourself.
Yes, right. So you wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to do it. What the heck? But one of the things I heard, I was listening to talk radio stations in Salt Lake City and in Denver this week, and a couple of things that struck me. The reference, the traditional, almost dependably predictable response that most of the talk radio hosts, because most of the stations are right of center. So the way they talk about Nancy Pelosi and the things, I heard this fellow in Denver approach the Nancy Pelosi thing, and almost in the same breath, where he was coming from, I don't know, he got talking about what was going on with the opening of the Olympics. And how there are 10, is it 10 or 40, I can't remember which, condoms for every single one of the participants. They were given a package of 10 condoms in their gift bag as they came into the Olympic Village. So this guy...
That's funny.
This guy was making a big deal. And I thought at first it was kind of sophomoric how he handled it. And then after I listened for a while, his approach to it, because it was sort of sophomoric, was actually quite funny. And I think he knew he was being funny. I'm not sure he was trying to be funny, but he was.
Well, I laughed just at the thought of it, and I guess
I know you did.
Yeah. I mean, I'm embarrassed for laughing. It's a serious topic.
Is it really?
I wonder if they gave them toothpaste dental floss and other
things you need.
Pharmaceutical products for getting through regular life.
Right, yes. And then there was the visual of Kim Jong-un's sister shaking hands with the president of South Korea. Yeah. And after all of the flu or whatever it was, the bug that was going around, one wondered whether she had gloves on or he had gloves on or whether there was anthrax. The conspiratorialists say that the North Koreans are going to ruin the Olympics. They're going to make sure that they blow something up or that they kill everybody with something, some germ that they're bringing down. So
I highly doubt that.
I do, too. But it makes for a great conversation, yeah. Michael, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, also, you know, considering what's going on with North Korea and, of course, the sensitivity of its relationship with South Korea, the fact that the Winter Olympics happened to be in Korea, whichever you want to call it, North, South, or Unified, what's the timing on that? I mean, you know, who directed this movie?
Well,
doesn't it just seem strange, you know?
Yeah. With all the attention that's been given
right.
to the bad boy of North Korea, and why now are the Olympics there? Well, they make these decisions 4 or 5 years
that's
out.
That's the point. That's the point. I mean, it's like, look at the way it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, I think that Kim Jong-un is a wily enough character to use this to his advantage and not to create negative.
How would he use it to his advantage? Explain, please.
Showing that he's, open to...
Reasonable.
That is a reasonable man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Because he knows he has the image of being a madman, and to a certain degree, that helps him. But it doesn't help him if people believe he's a totally madman. The whole key to being an effective madman is to have people wondering whether or not you are really mad or whether you are that mad.
Right.
It's funny how that works.
Crazy.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he that crazy or is he crazy like a fox?
Yeah. Do you remember the song? I was trying to remember. You probably remember who did it. He's got the whole world.
Lori London.
That's right. Yes. So does Kim Jong-un actually have the whole world in his hands?
It's a hot potato. He does, but it's a hot potato. You can't hold the world in your hands long.
No, that's for sure. Ask a lot of people. You know what the silliest thing about Donald Trump, but where there was a lot of action this week? Do you see the pictures of him with his hair? He was getting on Air Force
One. Oh, I was told about that, and a couple of people, I didn't see it, and a couple of people told me that they were going to send me links to it, and I haven't received it.
Completely he's completely, underneath that comb over, he has no hair.
Somebody described it to me as the scene when they took off the mask on Darth Vader and you finally saw what he looks like. And it was this old man with a bald head, the great dark
scars all over his face.
Right. Yeah. Right. So I imagine that it is a gigantic comb over. In other words, but why?
Very well done.
Well, how is he blessed with so much hair on one side of his head and none on the other?
But it doesn't look like a comb over, really. It's just very carefully crafted to look the way that it does. But you've got to have a lot of hair in there someplace in
but
order
he's bald,
to pull
huh?
off.
But he's pretty bald. He's pretty bald.
Pretty bald. Yep. 15, not pretty and bald, just maybe very bald rather than pretty bald. 15 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen with a thought about those of you who have been affected personally or professionally by unfavorable comments unleashed about you on social media. Have you had anything embarrassing printed or shown up online? Videos maybe? Legal documents? Articles that could, if taken the wrong way, affect your ability to get a job? Or if you have your own business, affect your business? How about something that affects your personal life? It happens a lot now, hundreds if not thousands of times a day. And because this is going on, there's a new company called ReputationDefender.com that's all about the business of fixing your problem. They can protect your good name. If you have got this And I think, frankly, a lot of us have. I'm fortunate. I don't think I could find anything that's negative about me out there, and you probably either, Michael. But I know there are a lot of people who have done things, and they've slipped the slip of the tongue, if you will, or some action. Or maybe you didn't do either, but somebody's accused you of something, and we know how that spreads around. So get the consultation right now to figure out how these people at Reputation Defender can help you out. 855-432-4886. Call that number now or go online to Reputation Defender, all one word, reputationdefender.com/DJV. Get the information, get the consultation. They have a patented system that will root out anything that has been said about you unfairly. And the analysis as to how to do this is free when you call 855-432-4886. Or you go online to reputationdefender.com/DJV. Protect your good name. Protect your reputation. Protect your income. 855-432-4886 or online at reputationdefender.com/DJV.
There's a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
And a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Turn it up this Valentine's Day with Levion Chocolate Diamond Jewelry from Jared. You'll find more exclusive Levion pieces at Jared than any other jewelry store in the world. And when you visit Jared.com from February 1st through the 14th, you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. That's our Valentine's gift to you.
And that's why he went to Jared.
Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
I'm Rick Hossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
19 past the hour. Okay, so Michael Pence, one of the things people are talking about are the Winter Olympics, obviously, this week and the beginning of them, Michael. They go through another week or a couple of weekends. I've forgotten how long they actually last, but the vice president is there, and they're to congratulate and encourage the American team to do well. And one of the members of the American team is a gay fellow that's a skater, and he said, I'm not going to meet with Michael Pence. And I thought, this is pretty self-serving and pretty silly. And selfish, almost. I mean, whether you agree or disagree with Michael Pence and even his statements that have been made about gay marriage, the gay lifestyle, come on. Can't you put that aside for a little while and just, I was going to say man up, but yeah, man up. And does everything have to be about politics?
It's amazing how polarized and how angry and what an overpowering role politics plays now in everything, even things that are supposed to be non-political. Mm-hmm. And everybody's to blame for that. I mean, everybody is. But yeah, I guess on one level, yeah, you know, it's the vice president. It's supposed to be apolitical. You know, yeah. Go do it. On the other hand, aren't you glad we live in a country and a society that allows somebody to stand up to the VP and to the president?
Yep. I do. I think that's good on both sides, but it's something to think about. Anyway, up next, the government shutdown is over before it starts. 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Friday 3 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen going through. We're sort of cherry-picking, as we usually do, some of the things that are a part of our conversation. I suggested that the number one item, well, actually one and two, state of the economy and a budget proposal, whether they're tied together or not. The budget proposal that was accepted kept the government from shutting down, and the drama was amazing, Michael. Hours before the funding deadline, Congress speeds a massive bipartisan spending deal through both chambers of the House, averting the closure of government.
Wow, you did that well. That would be a great newsreel, you know, the way you did that.
It was a drama of the
highest
intensity.
You know what I like about it? Rand Paul held it up by himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Was he wearing a diaper?
No, he didn't have to talk that long, frankly. He was just up there long enough to get this thing. The focus was on government appropriation. You know, the big thing is the budget for the Pentagon. All these right-wingers, we got to spend more money for the military. And they sound so foolish, or to the point of being disingenuous, because the spending at the Pentagon had been stopped because there was an investigation going on by the Government Accounting Office of the waste and the fraud, the corruption, the abuse. They can't, listen to this, they can't account for $100 billion of spending in the Pentagon. $100 billion they cannot account for. And you're going to give these guys more money to waste? All agree we need to have the strongest military. But what do they do with the money? What all these veterans that are standing around on the street corner that can't get any mental health or even physical?
Well, I mean, this is logic. You're speaking logic here.
Sorry.
I mean, the most illogical. Yeah, right. The most illogical question or issue that we've been talking about for years is there's always one candidate who says our military is fine, and there's always another candidate who says it's a disgrace how we've let the American military fall apart, and it's the joke of the world. We don't have the power to do what we used to do. What's the reality of that? What is the reality of that? Where do we stand in terms of our military capability? My impression is that we've got the strongest military in the world by many numbers, by many orders. And and that a lot of people are really just getting rich off of this fear that the military is underfunded. And it goes all the way back, sounds like a cliche, but it's amazing how few people understand it, the military-industrial complex that Dwight Eisenhower warned everybody about.
Yep. Short memory.
We are seeing it. And then you wonder, how many of these wars are truly necessary based on patriotic or true, you know, geopolitical issues?
None
and how
of
many
them,
of them are...
Other than Desert Storm and World War II, the rest of them have all... been a mess. Look at North Korea. I mean, you use that as an example. A complete mess. And so it goes on and on and on. We fall for this. I don't. I've been criticized. A guy sent me a tweet this week, and he said it was duck you is what he... That was all he said after I had a conversation on the air about how the waste, fraud, and abuse is just outrageous.
Yeah, people interpret that as being against the military and against the soldiers, which is the opposite.
That argument to go to the soldiers.
That's the problem. But it's very hard to weigh that argument in a black and white thinking world. And neither side is accurate.
Right.
You know, how are you supporting the military by stealing money that's supposed to go to support the military and putting them in wars that are not necessary?
Right.
I don't understand how that supports the military.
And now we're
going
to aggrandize it even more with a military parade like the commies do in Red Square.
Well,
they have tanks and things
that's
going
scary.
Up. And the military doesn't even want to do it.
Well, it's very expensive and very, very unwieldy and kind
and
of un-American.
Yeah, it's pretty silly, actually, under the circumstances. But anyway, that's a part of what people are talking about. Lots of things going on. We'll continue with our overview in a matter of moments. 28 after the hour now on the countdown.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Rank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Rank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
It's 30. Did I just say that?
I'm
34. Did I get on the air tonight? What I just said?
No, only a molecule of it got on the air. Okay. People heard. They don't know it.
34 after.
Maybe we should have a contest.
Yes. What did I say?
What was the word that Doug said? Remember, yes. I could name that tune in one note.
Yep. You could. I could do that, too. Matter of fact, I was offered $100 this week to go on a game show. I don't know.
Were you really?
$100, yeah.
I'll take it.
Okay, yeah. Let's get to work here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, not our personalities come through, and that's kind of.
I'm dying to hear about your game show offer.
All right, no, we got to get there. We were exchanging Yiddish expressions before we came back on the air. Now it's time for us to get back to the charts for the week of February the 9th. And, there are actually a lot of ancillary conversations come when Michael and I get together because we enjoy each other's company a lot, and I think that is reflected in our back and forth. Matter of fact, I've gotten this a couple of times, and you probably have too, that you and I should do a morning show together or do some show together someplace. And I wonder, we both have strong personalities. So let people into the inside of how a lot of these shows that have two hosts, whether it's a sports talk radio program or regular morning shows often, and sometimes afternoon shows, have two people working together. Sometimes two men, sometimes a man and a woman. How do those work? Yeah. How do they work? In terms of, how do they work? But how do they really work? Do they work out?
Okay, I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
In most cases, they hate each other's guts.
Mm-hmm.
It is the hardest thing in the world to do this with somebody else on a regular basis. And the ones that are really hateful are the ones that have been put together by the corporate guys, right, where you were told your new partner is this person or your new partner, as opposed to, say, an organic partnership like Martin and Lewis, where they met each other and they hung out together and they said, let's be a team. Yeah. These are shotgun marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often they work beautifully. But for the most part, I have, from my experience, I'm not going to name names. When I talk to people in this business, and I do, and I talk to them intimately, I will say as a broad stroke statement here that most teams do not like each other.
And that would go, if you take acting and understand the casting directors, these people, many of them don't know each other, and all of a sudden they find themselves in a screen scene where they have to be making love or they have to be kissing, and, mm-hmm. and 15 minutes before they didn't even know each other. So, and the right. same is true with some of the radio people that Michael is talking about. There are some exceptions, people that have worked together for a long time, like John and Ken in Los Angeles. They started working together in New Jersey and have stayed together.
And they were an organic team that formed.
Yes.
They formed the team.
Yeah.
They were not
right.
told to be together. That's the difference.
Yeah, right.
And quite often, the structure of the deal is that the company will hire each of them as individual employees and have their contracts come up at separate times.
Yeah.
So they don't know if they're still going to be part of the team. They don't know if their team member is bad-mouthing them to the bosses. It's a very difficult dance. And especially when it's spontaneous and there's opinion involved.
Yes. Yep. So, right. Yeah, and if it's political, it becomes even more difficult sometimes. There are a few teams that have gotten along well that had opposite points of view. I think about Mary Matlin and James...
Well, they were married.
Yeah, they were, but they weren't.
James
when they
Carville.
They got married. Carville, that's right, too. But then there are those... I was going to go back to the talk radio world because, you know, being the person who is sort of the king of the... of the landscape, understanding what's going on, and Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry. So when groups, there is a, I think it'd be hard to go back over the history of the last year or two or three or four when there hasn't been at least one of these teams announced during the course of a week. And one of the most interesting ones that I've seen the last, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 months is the pairing of Rita Cosby in New York City, who was a well-known, I think she's been on television more than she's been on the radio, hasn't she?
She used to be on Fox, and then she was on MSNBC for a while. She's a very talented journalist and a good interviewer, and she's been on radio. She's the political editor at WABC doing a weekend show, and she does all their big interviews. And Curtis Sliwa, who used to be on with Ron Kuby for years, Ron Kuby, a self-avowed communist lawyer.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And Curtis is right-of-center populist street guy.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of worked for a while. Then they brought in a woman, and it didn't seem to work. She's gone. I forgot her name off the top of my head.
Yeah, it didn't work.
And then he
yeah.
was a solo act for a while, and then they brought in Rita. Rita probably lobbied for the position because she's in the station, and it's a plum job. Mm. And now you've got they're promoting them as two Polish Americans.
I don't know. That's right.
Two Polish Americans, two Polish American New York broadcasting legends, and they might be very good together. Although we don't know what's behind the scenes, they may not get along.
Right. Yeah, Rita gets along pretty much with everybody. I quite like her. I don't know Curtis that well. I've met him a couple of times. You know him. You did him in. He was on the podcast last week.
Yeah,
wasn't he?
Last week's podcast. And
did he give you any hint that this was going to happen?
A hint that something might happen, but he was unable to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he did tell me that he can work with anybody. He said he can work with anybody.
Yeah.
He's a very tough guy. He just came through Crohn's disease surgery, and he went on the air on Christmas while he was still in recovery because he loves radio so much. This guy's as tough as nails.
Yeah.
He's a piece of work.
Rita
and he are very different.
Yeah.
I hope they do well. They're both. Yeah. I like them both.
I do, too. And it'll make for an interesting radio program, which is, after all, what we're trying to get here by putting these things together. So let me go one step further with this. Don Imus is retiring, or at least he's getting off of his present gig. And so the speculation was that these two would replace him when he gets off the air. And I say that not to be too inside, but Imus has been a New York act, and then he was syndicated for a number of years. He still has about 60-odd stations that carry that program, which will go on, I'm told, because his producer, Bernard, didn't he get in a lot of trouble, Bernard, for something? I don't remember what it was, but he something
who hasn't? I don't remember what you're referring to. But
he and
probably.
The sidekick is going to be the relief for the people carrying on. That stuff usually doesn't work because the people who listen don't listen for them. They listen for Imus. And he's been, over the years, my God, the number of years he's been on, He's one of the few people been on longer than me. And he's carved himself. Yeah. Man, did he carve a niche for himself. And so
many years ago, I was on the air opposite Imus in New York. Many, many years ago. I was on in the morning on WNEW-FM, and he was on at WNBC in the morning.
Yes,
and,
right.
And we're talking decades ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Decades.
I will tell you, just as I'm going to tell this story because it sort of fits into you talking about WNEW, because a guy that was on both stations, Dick Summer, was on WNEW-FM, and then he was over at WNBC, and he was doing his favorite time to be on, and where he was best known. He did mornings at three or four stations in New York, but he did overnights on NEW-FM. He was a New York guy, did overnights on WNBC. And so when Imus was there, Imus used to come in when he felt like it. And Dick would never know whether he was going to be done at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, or 7 o'clock. And when Imus came in one day and said something to him that was really scandalous, and they almost got into a fist fight. So behind the scenes, because Imus just took advantage of it. Summer never got paid for being there sometimes 2 hours overtime because Imus just didn't want to show up because of whatever the hangover was from the night before. And
Well, Dick Summer is an extremely nice man, and Imus is not. And Imus will tell you he's not nice.
Yeah, no, right.
Imus is not a nice man. He's not nice. Yeah. He's a bully.
No.
It's hard to be a bully when you're in your 80s. I guess he's like around 80 years old.
Yeah.
But when he was when Imus was a young, hot shot on radio, he was very nasty. He would insult people by their looks. He would attack.
Hey, the janitor here. Hey, hey, John. You look funny. You got a funny nose and you're bald. You know, it's like, what? Why are you doing that? You know.
But that's why people listen to him, though, because they wouldn't dare do that themselves, and they figure they listen to him because he dared do it. That kind of stuff.
But it was cruel. It was cruel.
He's a very cruel guy. Yeah.
Right. You know, if you bully people who are helpless, if you bully people who are powerful, that's one thing. You know, when Trump makes fun of a senator or a congressman or an opponent, it's a form of bullying, but you're bullying somebody who can bully back if they had the fortitude. But when you bully somebody that is not on your level in terms of being prepared to fight with you, doesn't have the clout in the company, that's a very different thing. I mean, the whole Me Too movement is based on bullying. It's based upon taking advantage of people who are weaker than you. And that's what a real bully is. So I never was a fan of that.
Well, you mentioned
attacking people.
The commercial that I did a while ago for Reputation Defender, that's kind of what that's all about, too. I mean, the fact that there's a company around now that deals with that sort of thing, bullies and bullying online, It's pretty telling about
it's terrible.
This segment of our population is all about.
A terrible byproduct of this marvelous era in which we are in and entering. A terrible byproduct is cyberbullying. I know that Melania Trump has made that her platform, but the fact of the matter is it's a terrible problem, and the ones that really are facing it on a level that's making them crazy are kids in school, high school kids, junior high school kids. They face it on a constant level.
A 7-year-old was tweeting and got caught. It's the ages and why people even have these things unless they're of age. I think there should be a law to keep anybody under 18 from having a device, frankly. And then off with their heads.
Well, they've got to be. Parents have got to regulate it more. The problem is these kids grew up with these devices and the parents didn't. So the parents are at a disadvantage. They don't understand computers as well as the kids do.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a review in the next minute of the people on the list, the folks that talkers say these are the folks that have been more discussed this week, and to say more disgusting, more talk about them than anybody else. Tom Brady at number 10, Bill Belichick in that league as well. Number 9, Edwin Jackson. Lisa Page, number 8. Adam Schiff, number 7. Robert Mueller, number 6. Barack Obama, number 5. Man, is there stuff coming out about him and what went on during that administration? Wow. Rob Porter at number 4, Paul Ryan is 3, Nancy Pelosi doing her speech in her diapers at number 2, I just had to get that in just for the fun of it. And Donald Trump would be number one, and there's no surprise there. Everything, what, all roads lead to Washington, and all doors lead to the White House. Is that the story? That's the list, anyway, from the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. There's no doubt that medical imaging, the ability to see what's going on inside the body, aids in diagnosis and often saves lives.
Where we get into some opportunities for improvement is when we perform exams that don't need to be done, or we perform exams with the wrong radiation dose. And much of medical imaging involves ionizing radiation. The risks of that are very, very small, but if there is no benefit from the exam being done, then the risks are higher than the benefit.
That's why radiologist Dr. Steven Swenson and many others are calling for a standardized protocol for the safe imaging of children.
We're starting very simply with the opportunity to improve the care of children by making sure that they have the right exam performed the right way with the right radiation dose.
Providing the care kids need, both safely and efficiently. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
47 after the hour. If you go to talkers.com, which is where the home of Talk Radio Countdown shows, you can see all the items listed there, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, et cetera, you'll see an announcement about a new podcast that Michael is doing. Remember, he has done for quite a long time, I think the last 3 years or so, he's done Up Close and Far Out, and now that's being expanded upon. You want to tell that story?
Yeah, I've been given a promotion over at Podcast One, one of the major podcast platforms. They want me to do the podcast for a general audience as opposed to one specifically for the radio industry. And it seems that people like my interviews. So we're expanding it to be scientists and people from arts and entertainment and philosophy and theology and politics and you know, a nice, sort of like what Charlie Rose would do on air. And it's begun. So it's called the Michael Harrison interview as opposed to Up Close and Far Out. I'll continue to do interviews with radio people and talkers, but this is going to be expanded, and it's kind of exciting for me at this point in my career to have a mass appeal consumer platform. And we do what we call the deep dive interviews. None of this superficial stuff. I get really into the heads of our guests, and we can go for as long as an hour, and no commercials. Really heavy duty.
Yeah. All right, so that would be, you're going to have them both at talkers.com and podcast1.com as well, right?
Right. And I'll have a direct link for you next week. We don't have it yet, so it still is upcloseandfarout.com will get you to the Michael Harrison interview. But you can just go to podcast1.com and click on Michael Harrison, and bingo, you'll have a really cool interview if you like this kind of stuff.
Well, it's the thing. We do a podcast of the Countdown Show every week. That's at talkradiocountdownshow.com. These things, people can't hear it, or we condense it so they get the best of all the conversations that you and I have. And that's at this. I don't talk about it much. I probably should more often, frankly. It's talkradiocountdownshow.com for the weekly podcast. With Michael Harrison, I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Past the hour now, Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. This portion of the program brought to you by the First Amendment of the Constitution. Remember when Gene Burns used to say that, Steve?
Yeah.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, and he and I were big fans of Gene Burns.
Absolutely.
He used to always start his show talking about how he had a grant from the United States, and he had that voice.
Oh,
that,
my God, wonderful voice.
And you could, on the edge of your seat, you'd hear, what? He's got a special grant from the United States Constitution to do this program? And then he would talk about freedom of speech, and he was a great man. What a great salesman he was for that.
Yes, he was. Great guy.
All right. So, Steve, as a lawyer and a contributor to this program, oftentimes I ask for your opinion on some of the big stories, the legal ramifications of them. I'm going to digress from that to for a moment or two, and to a point, because you also have a website called scamicide.com, and you are one of the people, one of the most vocal people on the air and elsewhere, writing about the things that are going on with the new media, the way you can get hung out to dry. And so there was there's a utility bill scam that's floating around. I saw the story of a business that lost $19,000 getting involved in a sweepstakes promotion that wasn't a promotion. And there are a lot of these things. There have been people, this guy, here's another one. A man in his 70s in Washington heard from somebody who said he was in charge of the Office for Older Americans at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Anyway, it wasn't him, and it wasn't, there's no such thing, but he convinced this guy to wire him $50,000 to cover taxes on sweepstake money that this guy had won supposedly. So he calls up this guy, says, you've just won $500,000, but before you get it, you got to send us $50,000 to pay the taxes.
Yeah. Well, you know, my slogan of things aren't as bad as you think, they're worse. Mm-hmm. Lottery scams, which prey on our greed and vulnerability, they're one of the biggest scams out there. And one of the worst situations was last year. There was an elderly guy, and there may be a physiological basis. Cornell recently did a study showing a part of our brain that deals with skepticism becomes less viable as we age. But in any event, this guy committed suicide over the fact that he wasn't getting the money. He kept sending more and more money to the phony lottery guys, and his family was trying to stop him. And in his suicide note, it's you're all going to feel really bad when you find out that I really won this money. You know, frankly, here's the crux of this one. It's very hard to win a lottery. It's impossible to win one that you haven't entered, but people still fall for it. And when you do win a lottery, a real lottery, there are income taxes that are owed. However, the key thing is that, like Powerball and Megabucks and all of these, they either take the money out before they give you the money, or they give you all of the money and you're responsible for the taxes. No legitimate lottery collects taxes on behalf of the government, but people fall for that scam all the time.
What people need to know is that scammers are upping their game because they need, there's more competition among the scammers, so they got to sound more convincing. And so mostly older people are targeted because they, you know, they get a lot of money in the bank, most of them, or many people do at that point in their life. And,
you know, the interesting thing, Doug, is that anybody can be scammed. Seniors are certainly targeted. So are millennials. A fascinating study done by FINRA, which regulates financial planners and investors, found that very knowledgeable, sophisticated people fall for investment scams. You look at the people that were victims of Bernie Madoff, and Madoff had the gall to say that his victims, it was their own fault because they never looked into it, and frankly, to a certain extent, he was right.
He's right. My father lost $3 million, and he didn't. He had in his years in his retirement fund got about $4 million, and he lost $3 million reporting in the same thing. And he and a couple of other people sued, and he got $30,000 back. That was it. So this is something, and he was 80 something when he did it. And I told him, he didn't tell me he was doing it till afterwards. Wait. All right, word to the wise sufficient, hopefully. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.